Shalom aleichem, sweet friends. This year should be a schus for Hadmor of Yitzchak Menachem and Gittel Mor Brian Deleia and Reb Shmuel Ben Yamim and Tishna Rachaleia and Yosef Ezra Ben Esther and Aritza Ben Esther and Aaron Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai David Shukra Allah Ben Rachel Besoch Am Yisrael. This should be Matzliach Meod B'chol Asher Yasu. We are learning the Pachad Yitzchak. We're continuing. In the Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkos Maimer Kufchov Tes, we say in the Baracha, the Kohanim say, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushasu Shel Aharon. You sanctified us with the Kedusha of Aharon. And here, Rav Futter drops a bomb kasha. He says, think about Pinchas. Pinchas, we know, isn't holy because Aharon was holy. Pinchas only got his bris kuhunas olam after he did the Maisa with Zimri. But when Aaron got the kahuna, Pinchas was already born and it wasn't given to him, as Rashi explains in Chumash. So, problem is, that since Pinchas doesn't get the Kedusha of Aaron, how does a Kohen get up and say, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushasu Shel Aaron? Maybe he's descended from Pinchas, and he doesn't have the Kedusha of Aaron. He only got it from Pinchas. So how does every Kohen say, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushasu Shel Aaron? So first we're going to say the essence of the answer, and then we're going to go explain more. The answer is that even though Pinchas didn't become a Kohen until the Maisa where he killed Zimri, but B'schus, that Maisa, he received the Kedushas Kahuna from Aaron. Big stuff. So really, every Kohen, even those descended from Pinchas, were really blessed B'Kedushas Shel Aaron. Now we're going to explain why. We say in Hallel that Beis Aaron have a kilo olam chazda. Yomrei Beis Aaron kilo olam chazda. Why does Beis Aaron get a special kilo olam chazda? The explanation is that the kahuna started as a result of the Maisa Ego, that the avoda was taken from the Bechoros and given to the Kohanim. And one might think that since it says in the Gemara in Brachas on the Pasuk Amelis Ishkachna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forget the Maisa Egel, maybe together with forgetting the Maisa Egel, Hashem is also going to be Mevatel the Maila of the Kahuna and the Avod is going to go back to the Bechoros. So therefore the Pasuk, because if Hashem is forgetting the Egel, forget everything that comes with the Egel, including the outcome, that the Avod is going to the Bechoros. And that the Pasuk says, Ki Le'olam Chazdo was given to Beis Aaron. Yomana Beis Aaron, Ki Le'olam Chazdo. The Chesed to Aaron is forever. Meaning, despite the Tishkachna of the Chayit HaEgel, but their Kahuna is going to last with them forever. Now the Pasuk says, Behema Bochim Pesach Olam Moed. The Jews were crying at the entrance to the tent of meeting, and the Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the halacha, what to do when you're a person's a Baal Aramis. So Pinchas saw what happened, and he remembered the halacha, and he said to Moshe, Achi Avi Abba, Lo Kachli Maditani, he said to Moshe, the brother of my father's father, his grandfather was Aaron, he's Aaron's brother, didn't you tell us, Beritchom Har Sinai, when you went down from Har Sinai, that a Baal Aramis Kanai Pogimbo? So from the Gra we learn that Pshat of Chazal is not that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them to Baal Peh this halacha when he came down from Har Sinai. It's not like Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and said, Rabbi Tzai, Baal Aramis Kanaim Pogimbo. That's very difficult to accept logically. That Dafka, this halacha, he taught them when he went down from Har Sinai. Rather, Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went from Har Sinai, broke the Luchos. And in that mice of Shiras HaLuchos was encapsulated the limud of Baal Aramis Kanaim Pogimbo. Because the heter of Shviras HaLuchos was learned from a Kal V'chomer. What was the Kal V'chomer? If Pesach, which is only one of the 613 mitzvahs, a goy is not allowed to eat, here, where? We're dealing with the entire Torah, And all the Jews are mumrim. All the Jews are now apostates. They have a din of over the Avodah Zarah. Certainly they can't get the Torah. If Pesach, which is one mitzvah, a ben necher isn't allowed to eat from it, so certainly the entire Torah, when all the Jews are mumrim, certainly they can't accept the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. So this mice of shviras haluchos normally would have been very chamor, but now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. Hashem says Yasher Koach Sheshavarta. So this limud was that since the Jewish people and the Torah are one, so when you have a chibur that's not roy, you're pogeya b'chibur v'yashlech es haluchos. So what do we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu when he came down from Har Sinai? We learn that if there's a chibur she'eino roy, you smash the chibur. And therefore, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He smashed the luchos. So now you're pogeya. Since the Jews had a chibur she'eino roi with the egel, so now we were pogeya in this chibur, we smashed the luchos. And the Jewish people were no longer zocha to the first luchos. And from this we learn the halach of Bol Aramis. That's also a chibur that's not roi. Aramis and a male, a Jewish male, pogimbo. You smash him. So if there's a chibur sheino roi, that requires breaking, smashing. So when it was the egel, it was the luchos. And when it's Pinchas, when it's Kozbi, Zimri, then they get smashed. And that's why Pinchas mentioned this relationship to Moshe, Achi Da'avi Abba, my grandfather's brother. Because in that Maisa, from which Pinchas learned the halacha, Aaron was involved. So he mentions Aaron. And that's why I said, Limaditani Beriditcha Me'ar Sinai, when you came down from Har Sinai. So now we understand, what does it mean, Beriditcha Me'ar Sinai? It means that when the Jewish people did the Cheda Egel, that's when I learned this halacha of Kanoim Pogimbo. But it wasn't that you said explicitly. You have to be a lamdin to understand. What was the lamdis? The lamdis is that why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the luchos and Hashem bimaskim? Because it was a chibur shein aroy. Whenever there's a chibur shein aroy, it has to be broken. So too, when one is Baal Aramis, it's a chibur shein aroy. It has to be broken. And therefore, Pinchas did what he did. Is this normal? This is unbelievable. So Aaron and Miriam came to with a tain on Moshe. They said, why did you separate from your wife? So Tosfos says, what's the problem? Hashem, Moshe did this, but Hashem was maskim. Answers Tosfos that if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have separated midaitoi, if he not have decided himself to separate, then Hashem wouldn't have been maskim. Because v'derech she'adam ha'olech b'malichim also, the way a person wants to go, that's where Hashem leads him. So Mimela, why was Hashem asking that Moshe separate from Tzipora? Because Moshe separated from Tzipora. So if that's the case, it could be that even the breaking of the luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu did midaitoi, there could be a taina that the haskama of a Kodesh Baruch Hu was only because that was the derech that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go. So it was only a kanos l'shaita. And it isn't halacha kvula doros. It isn't for all the generations. It's something temporary, but God isn't really interested. That's where Moshe wanted to go in this case, so Hashem went with him. But ideally, he shouldn't be going in that way. Not for all the generations. And that's what Pinchas did. If he learned halacha l'maisa with respect to Zimri from the maisa of Shiras Haluchos, that means that this halacha of Pogimbo, of the smashing of the luchos, is a halacha l'doros. So even though it's halacha bein morin kain, it's still halacha, it's halacha l'doros. So we took this halacha out of the tchum of derech shirotze leilech to the category of something eternal for all the generations. And through what that Pinchas proved, that this pegiya b'chibur, that's not roi, it's halacha l'doros, and it's not something temporary. So he established this kanos that the kahuna is going to be forever. Because the whole inyan of kahuna is a tikkun for the chibur lo roi b'shas cheda egel. That's what caused the b'shiras haluchos, and then the tikkun is the kahuna. And even though cheda egel is going to be forgotten, but the tikkun of the shviras haluchos is remaining l'daros. And so to kahuna, so kahuna is remaining l'daros. So only b'schus pinchas, the kohanim have a kilo olam, their own special kilo olam chazdo, a kuna lo olam. Yom Rabbe Saran kilo olam chazdo. And that's the chiddush in the Maisa Kuhn of Pinchas as opposed to the Kuhn of Aaron. Because if not for Pinchas, who said it would have been extended for all the generations? Could have been something temporary. But by Pinchas extending this also to other halachas, anytime there's a Chibur Shein HaRoi, it's broken. So if that's the case, then we still need the Tikkun. What's going to be the Tikkun? The Kahuna. So Pinchas essentially extended this Kahuna, L'dor HaSolam. Look in the Ramban in Hinei Losein Los Brisi Shalom. The Aaron Emar Rakel Kavod Lusiferis, Lusiferis, and by Pinchas there's a Bris Kunas Olam. So that getting into the depths of the illusions of the Ramban, Bris is something that's eternal. Bris Kunas Olam. So that's what Pinchas added to the Kahuna. So we go back to the beginning of the Maimer, that the pool of Pinchas wasn't something incidental that allowed him to be zocha to the kahuna. Rather, it was mevarer the nitzchias of the kahuna of Aaron. By extending the limud of the shviras haluchos, that any chibur shein haroi must be broken to a different context, to the context of the chibur shein haroi of Baal Aramis. That proved that Moshe Rabbeinu's Shviras Haluchos wasn't just something temporary. It wasn't just the Derech Shadim Rotze Leilech Molich Mosa. And if it wasn't temporary, that means the Tikkun of the Kahuna, the Tikkun of the Cheda Egel of the Kahuna, was also not temporary. It's also needed for eternity. And that's where Pinchas was Mevarer. So any Kohen can say a Shekhi Deshanu, but Jutas Shal Aaron, even if he's descended from Pinchas. Because Pinchas was just mevar the kahuna of Aaron for all generations. We should all be zocher. Lomo v'ulamei lishmor v'lasi l'kaim is called every samu terasa v'yahav. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.